emotional health. Because for many of us, this is a challenging time to our emotional state. We've just been through all the stress of the holidays, good and bad stress. We're stuck inside, and the temperatures this past week were enough to send anybody over the edge. I stayed home alone with my kids for almost 36 straight hours without leaving the house at all, and I was definitely not in my best emotional state by the end. I bet some of you have similar stories, or maybe the break at home was good for your emotional well-being. This is also the time of year we lift up our Stephen Ministry program. We are blessed to celebrate 10 years of Stephen Ministry at Grace this year. If you're not familiar with it, this is a program of one-on-one lay Christian caring that takes place in congregations. Stephen Ministry trains lay caregivers, which means not pastors or AIMS, called Stephen Ministers, to provide high-quality, confidential, Christ-centered care to people who are in need. A Stephen Minister usually provides care to one person at a time, meeting with that person for about an hour a week. Twice a month, they gather with Stephen leaders and other Stephen ministers for supervision and continuing education. Everything is kept highly confidential, and no names are ever used in the group. Care receivers are people, congregation members, and community members who receive care from a Stephen minister. These are people struggling through a difficult time in life, could be experiencing grief, divorce, loss, job loss, chronic or terminal illness, or another crisis in their lives. If this describes you, you are in my prayers, and I hope that you'll listen to this message and consider having a Stephen minister for yourself. We even encourage you to tell your friends. About 25% of people who receive care through our program aren't members of Grace, way above the original goal we set of 10%. It's an outreach to our wider community as well. There's a lot of help for us when we are hurting, if we're willing to accept it. Stephen ministers, counselors, us pastors, friends at church, and even God. We can always talk to God through prayer, and we can tell God anything. I think God can handle all of our problems, because God already knows them anyway. Now we're going to look at a little video clip of a woman who talks about her experience with Stephen Ministry and how it was hard for her to open up to anyone, even God, about her pain. Over on the the black part.
After having had a student minister, my life is unbelievably different. I think the biggest way it's different is that I feel connected with God in a way that I never felt before. I really felt like, you know, I was doing well, but I didn't realize what a barrier my issues were. Partially because I didn't want to share them with another person. And not only did I not want to share them with another person, I didn't want to share them with God. Even if you know intellectually that God is there, sometimes it feels like it doesn't matter because there's no one there to help you. And I think Stephen Ministry is a way to actually see help right in front of you. And so receiving care from her began the process of me being able to receive care from God. So to have that one person who had signed on to listen and not to judge me, it felt safer than burdening friends who could run, you know, it might be too much, or family members who might feel guilty that it was their fault. So my Stephen minister, she's just such a sweet lady. She's so sweet. And she's extremely caring, and everything seems to sort of get calm when she speaks, because I think there's a lot of love in her voice, in our interactions, there's a lot of love there. When I felt like maybe God couldn't do something in my situation, she reminded me that he could. And when I felt unlovable and that maybe God was powerful enough, but I was too weak, she kept believing. So at least one of us had faith, even though a lot of times it wasn't me. There was always faith for my situation present there. Stephen ministry to me means not having to be alone. I don't think I really knew how to trust people before Stephen ministry. So that was an opportunity to learn that. I know what I was like before, and I know what I'm like after, and I know there was Stephen ministry in between, and so I know that made a difference. It made a huge difference. After having had a student minister, my life is unbelievably different.
It's very good. We could watch it again. In the video, she talks about how it was hard for her to share her struggles with anybody else. And I think that's something a lot of us can relate to. We feel we don't want to burden other people. Sometimes if it's our family members that are involved, it's hard for us to get the care we need from somebody who's in the problem, in the struggle, in the crisis with us. Sometimes it's hard for us to even share our problems with God, because we feel ashamed at what we're struggling with. We feel like we've let God down. But like I said, God knows all of our problems. And in the Bible, God promises that they are made lighter when we share them with Jesus. We can know intellectually, she says, that God cares for us. But knowing it emotionally is another story. I'll never forget when I was working in a church while I was in seminary, the pastor describing the emotional connection he had with God. And I just thought, wow, I have never thought about my relationship with God in that way. It was always, I knew God loved me. I was dedicated to God. But I had never felt that love of God emotionally. And that is another side of faith that many of us maybe don't think about. She talks about how a Stephen minister can't run. This is very important, right? Because when we have troubles, sometimes it can be hard to tell our friends, to admit our problems to our friends or to our family. But a Stephen minister is somebody there who's dedicated to be there for you, to walk with you, to help you, to listen through your trials. She says, I know what I was like before Stephen ministry, and I know what I'm like after. It made a big difference in her life. And I bet all of us could use a little betterment of ourselves. I know I sure can. And also, I think it's worth noting that as a Stephen minister, you can help better the life of somebody else. And many of us, most of us, hopefully, all of us, would like to make a positive difference in our world. And Stephen ministry can help you to better yourself and to better the lives of others. I know I've never had a Stephen minister personally, but when I've gone through counseling situations, it always, always, always helps me to be a better person in so many ways, in my emotional health, but also in my relationships, in my work, in everything. Our emotional health touches all aspects of our lives. This past week, I was not feeling very good emotionally for a lot of reasons. And I was kind of caught up in my sadness and my pain. And I knew I was being much too selfish and focused on myself. But it was just hard to get out of that mindset. But then I read our reading from Romans 12. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast what is good. Do not repay evil for evil, but do what is noble, what is caring. These are challenging words for us when we are feeling bad, but that is what God calls us to do. That was kind of the opposite of what I was doing this week, but after I read that, I knew that I had to at least give it my best try to do what God asks And it's not easy to do that, to pull ourselves out of our sadness. But with those words and with prayer, we can change our emotional state for the better. And while it didn't necessarily change some of the things that had upset me in the first place, it changed me. That is what God wants for us. God wants us to live a better life. God can't make everything totally easy for us, but God has good direction for us to help us improve our emotional well-being. That is important to God. Stephen Ministry can help us with our emotional well-being, and it can help us to make a positive difference in our world. We at Grace have trained somewhere around 35 Stephen ministers over the years, and they have cared for well over 100 people with the love of Jesus Christ. What a difference that has made in people's emotional health, in their faith, in their relationships, in their physical health, in their intellectual health. It's all tied together. Many of the Stephen ministers we've trained over the years have moved on to other things, and we thank them for their faithful service. So if you are feeling a tug in your heart to maybe step up and be a Stephen minister, we invite you to listen to that tug, to pray about it. And you'll be hearing more about that in the coming months as we'll be looking for a new class, a new generation of people to help lead our program. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit and those who mourn, those who are meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." When we go through our trials, we certainly don't feel blessed. But God brings blessings into our sufferings. Jesus offers us hope, comfort, and mercy. And I hope that whatever way you are struggling emotionally today, that you will know the peace of Jesus Christ. It is powerful beyond any explanation. So I invite you now to take a word of prayer, a moment of prayer, to ask God to help you with whatever you're struggling with, to consider any tugs in your heart to be a Stephen minister, or to ask for a Stephen minister, and to look over your yellow sheets and think about how the ways are listed on there that you can help improve your life in the coming year.